Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fearless and Free, How Smart Women Pivot and Relaunch Their Careers by Wendy Sachs, performed by Joyce Bean. For my mom, who raised me to be fearless and free, and for my husband Michael, who supports me unconditionally at every pivot. Introduction. In August 2014, I lost my freelancing job as the director of content at Gray, a global 100-year-old advertising agency often referenced in Mad Men. It's where Duck Phillips landed after being dumped by Sterling Cooper. Because Gray slashed my short-lived position, a frequent mini-tragedy at ad agencies, I was searching for a new full-time gig. I became obsessed with joining one of the bright, shiny digital media startups in New York City, partly out of fear that if I didn't work at a hot tech-based company, I would soon become a dinosaur. I had studied journalism and traditional media were on life support. As a Gen Xer, I felt my professional currency was quickly fading, and I needed to switch gears so I could sparkle, or at the very least, find a job. I interviewed at a small hybrid PR social media agency where a dozen under 30-somethings sat shoulder to shoulder on ergonomic chairs, huddled around an eco-friendly reclaimed oak table. Max lit up the room as an Irish setter meandered down the narrow aisles looking to be scratched. In a makeshift meeting room, the bearded millennial interviewing me studied my resume on his laptop, refusing its paper version on ethical grounds. "We like to save trees around here," he said. I smiled and shoved my offensive wad of resumes and bios back into my bag. Old school, I invariably carry multiple hard copies to interviews. "I see that you were a press secretary on Capitol Hill," he began. "Yes," I exclaimed, excited that the hipster noticed my first jobs out of college. While in my early 20s, I worked for two Democratic members of Congress during the Clinton administration, jobs that I always thought were impressive and important. "Well, the way we operate here is that we have good relationships with the media," the millennial sniffed. "Relationships are everything. It concerns me that you worked in politics. I mean, I wouldn't want you slamming down the phone and pissing people off." "Huh?"
"Until now."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?